We had to say goodbye to Cora 2 weeks ago tomorrow. Turns out she was ours for just 2 years. Oh, what a sweet little love bug. And every minute with her was worth all the sadness we're feeling now. Charlie and me were hoping we'd have longer. Cora would have been 13 in August, so not so old for a small dog. But see, she got cancer. And about 6 months ago, we knew it was only a matter of time. Cora died as she lived, with grace, dignity, and love. She went downhill quickly. There was no question it was time. Wanting to please us right till the end, like dogs do. She spared us the long, lingering illness and the doubt that we were doing the right thing. Cora will be our last dog. Why? Because you can't improve on perfection. Charlie and me are both a little lost without her to mark our day with walks and cuddles, welcome homes, and I can't believe you're going out without me. There's no one to watch me cook supper or supervise Charlie working in the yard. Charlie no longer wonders if I'm speaking to the dog or him, and I can't pretend I'm talking to the dog when I'm really talking to myself. And as I said to Charlie the other day, how are we going to know someone's at the door without Cora making a fuss? We're adapting, of course, and we have such happy memories to comfort us. Every time I feel myself getting sad, I try to focus on how lucky we were to have loved and be loved by that shining light that was Cora. Here's Charlie's spin on it.
The Blue Beyond. Our first dog was athletic, how she loved to chase the ball. Our second was a rascal, but to Ida was a doll. With Cora, though, I think perhaps of her we were most fond. We sent her on her way today, off to the blue beyond. These last few weeks, it was hard to see her go downhill. She knew that she was failing, but she tried to please us still. Her tumors, they'd have vanished if we'd had a magic wand. We sent her on her way instead, off to the blue beyond. The blue beyond's where good dogs go when they run out of steam, where they can go chase chipmunks or just lie around and dream. Leashes, collars aren't allowed inside this wondrous pack. No one's there to make them sit or tell them not to bark. It's weird to have her not around to greet us at the door, weird for us to see no bed or toys upon the floor. Cora was a special dog. With her, we shared a bond. So with a tear, we let her go, off to the blue beyond. Oh, that's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.